USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is reportedly considering appointing a coronavirus czar. The political website Politico says the official would be responsible for coordinating the U.S. government response to the growing global threat. Dr. Marcus Plessia is the chief medical officer with Ask Thea Health. He tells Fox News there's always been a concern that this coronavirus outbreak could go global.
We have known, we've been aware that something like this could happen for a long time, and lots of communities have made a lot of preparation for exactly that. So we're prepared, we're ready to move forward. State and local health departments are already working on this issue.
A federal appeals court is giving the Trump administration a victory in the fight over sanctuary city policies. The court ruled the feds can withhold money from states and cities that don't cooperate with government efforts to curb illegal immigration. This is USA Radio News.
Our prime responsibility is protecting our families, but we also need to protect our families' assets. For years, I've studied economics in the Bible and as a financial professional. I'm Dr. Tom Barrett. I found gold to be the best way to protect assets from a government gone wild. Gold is ridiculed by leftist elites who say it's old-fashioned and not suitable for financial planning. But gold is anything but outdated. Smart families use it as part of their retirement plans. Gold has been the only universally recognized money since the beginning of time. Precious metals are the only money in the Bible, and they're the only constitutional money. Your paper money is just government IOUs backed by nothing. No paper money has ever survived. They crash, on average, in 27 years. The dollar will not be the first to defy this law of economics. Learn more at investmentgradegold.com. That's investmentgradegold.com for your free 10-10-10 financial survival plan.
In financial news, Wall Street is bouncing back after a disastrous start to the week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has been up by over 400 points at times in trading on Wednesday. The major stock indexes lost about 6% of their value during the first 2 days of this week. We've reached the point in the 2020 presidential race when endorsements start flowing. With the latest, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Elizabeth Warren getting the endorsement of the Boston Globe in her campaign for president. The Globe citing her leadership qualifications, track record, and the tenacity to defend democracy. South Carolina Congressman Jim Clyburn endorsing former VP Joe Biden. Clyburn is one of the leading African Americans in Congress and the House Majority Whip. Former New York City Mayor David Dinkins backing Michael Bloomberg, praising him for his leadership after the 9/11 terror attacks. And a few days ago, the San Diego Union-Tribune newspaper endorsed Pete Buttigieg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Today is Ash Wednesday, the start of the holy period of Lent that Christians observe leading up to Easter Sunday. These folks got their ashes in the morning at St. Peter's Church in Lower Manhattan.
It's a day of repentance for what God has done for us. It's a special time of year, I think, to repent and focus on the kindness that's in the world.
That audio courtesy of NBC's Today Show. Penn State University students raised almost $12 million for children's cancer research in a big yearly event. USA Radio Network's John Hunt has more.
Penn State University's Dance Marathon came to a close with the announcement that the largest student-run philanthropy in the world topped almost $12 million in donations for its 2020 event. The total goes toward funding pediatric cancer research and covering the medical expenses of patients being treated at the Penn State Children's Hospital through the Four Diamonds Fund. The weekend featured a fashion show, a dance competition, and performances by a number of Penn State's singing groups. There were more than 700 dancers this year who spent the entire 46 hours without sitting or sleeping. Thon has raised over 4,000 families in their battles with pediatric cancer, and it raised over $168 million. Since its inception in 1973. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.